720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and in studio with me, as I mentioned, you know, we are getting towards the most consequential Bears-Packer game in years. We've got Nick and Mirko Akrep. They are the visionaries behind Tail Greeter, and then the guy who's the visionary behind the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee is on the line to give his prognostications. It is the one and only Jim Bob Morris. Jim Bob, welcome to WGN.
Buddy, welcome. Hey, Happy New Year to everybody at WGN. Happy New Year to one of my favorite people, Dane. How are you, partner?
I am okay. I feel like, Jim Bob, when is it that you're not supposed to say Happy New Year? Because I'm kind of one of those glasses half full guys. I think February.
June 1st.
All right. Right. You want to make sure everybody's having a good time.
Hey, I got to tell you, I'm sitting here. We're having an El Bandito Yankee meeting, and I've got the NHRA racing team for El Bandito Yankee. I've got Flying Ryan here and Scotty Hamilton and guys that you're very much aware of, and they were just telling me about the richest drag race that we're going to be getting into this year, so it's crazy.
We are going to be talking a bunch of racing a little bit later on in the program. I know Eric's going to join us as well. Your forte, although you cannot be defined by just one sport, football is an area of interest, and do you agree with what we've been saying? Is that really, you think about it, this is the biggest Bears-Packers game in years.
It certainly is, buddy. Let me tell you something. And you know how difficult it was for us to talk about the Bears early on in the season and so forth downstate. And I will tell you, I am very impressed with what I'm seeing from both teams and the development of both teams in the last several weeks. And I can tell you this, is that if I own the Bears, I will tell you, I'm spending one of my draft choices. I'm getting Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State, and I'm going to go get Ault from Notre Dame. I'm going to go get the tackle from Penn State, and I've got those two positions covered for the next 7 or 8 years or longer, and I'm throwing the dice with Justin Fields. I think the Bears have much improved, and I'm going to tell you, much, much improved, but Dane, they got to go to Lambeau, the frozen tundra, in December. And let me tell you something, the odds of winning on that field are difficult at best. And I just got to say, I'm going to tell you what, the Green Bay Packers are, to a lot of people's dismay, they're going to prevail this weekend.
Yeah, and in a tale of two quarterbacks, and both of them have been watched. You know, Justin Fields and Jordan Love watched to see if they're going to reach expectations or, you know, show some of that potential that people hoped for them. Early on, I know you had your doubts about Jordan Love. Everybody did, right? But he has pulled it together. And much to the consternation of Bears fans who saw a Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and now to Jordan Love. And it looks like because, and I got to tell this, and unfortunately for Bears fans, for all of us out there, is that if Jordan Love was a Bear, statistically, he has had the greatest season in Bears quarterback history, and that is including Sid Gluckman, Jim Bob.
What would be the chagrin of every NFL? Okay, that's a big word, by the way. The chagrin of everybody in Chicago if Jordan Love ends up being a Hall of Fame quarterback and Green Bay has three in a row. Would that just be the worst, man? After we've had like how many quarterbacks? I mean, 18 quarterbacks for the Bears.
It's more like 50. Yeah. It seems like 50. Yeah, it's been a long time. So, Jim Bob, your thoughts on the game? You know, and then we're going to get into the tailgate because it is going to be the biggest tailgate, the El Bandito Yankee Tequila tailgate in the history of this storied rivalry. But your thoughts on the game?
I tell you what, I think it's going to be a 28-17, 28-21 game, and I think the Packers prevail. I really do. I think the Packers are getting their stuff together, and I think that it's going to be a good game, but I really do. I think playing the Packers at home, Love, I would have rather had Love play against the Lions last year than Aaron Rodgers. I'll be honest about that. I would have rather had my second or third string quarterback play against the Detroit Lions last year to go to the playoffs versus Aaron Rodgers. That's how bad I thought he was playing. And so I think Jordan Love is going to prevail, and it's going to be a 28-21, 28-17 victory by the Packers.
Well, we always say, regardless of who you're rooting for, you may not win the game, but you can always win the tailgate. And so we've got Nick and Mirko here. So guys, we have the Chicago Bears Tailgating Club. They're heading up there. We've got the command center. The bus is heading up there. Timmy's going to be there. This is like a clash of the tailgate titans as well.
This is a big one for sure.
Hey, let me tell you, is Timmy with us today? Or who we got on the line with us today?
So we've got in studio, we've got Nick and Mirko are in studio, our tail greeter guys. Tim is going to be calling in a little bit later on.
Oh, man. Hey, what's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Guys, hey, glad to be associated with you guys. Let me tell you something. That the tail greeters, Dave and I have talked about it. What a great institution. What a fantastic invention that you guys came up with. And we are so proud to be affiliated with you, with El Bandito Yankee and tail greeters. It's been a magnificent partnership. I want to thank you guys.
We're just getting started, buddy.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah,
and thank you for everything you guys have done. Let me tell you something. I tell everybody, hey, you feel awkward. You're going to go to the Tennessee game. You're going to go to the Iowa game. You're going to go to the Arkansas game, or you want to go down to Tuscaloosa, or you want to go to Tallahassee. You want to get hooked up and have some friends. Tailgreeters.com is the way to go. Hey, this is like a paid commercial. I want these guys to pay me later, Dave.
Well, so guys, share with Jim Bob and the listeners a little bit about what's going to be happening up at Lambeau.
Sure. So you can visit tailgreeter.com for the full listing. We're leaving here, I believe it's at 6 a.m. from the tailgate lot. Get up to Green Bay about 9 o'clock. Kickoff is at 3. So we should have plenty of time to... We're bringing Firewater Barbecue with us. Tim will be there leading the charge. Ryan, our resident Packer fan.
Yes.
Everyone's favorite Packer fan.
I know what he'll be wearing, too. Some green and yellow striped overalls.
Exactly.
And nothing else.
Yep. And then everybody... will go into the game, come back out, and the bus will be there ready to take us all back.
So isn't that great, Jim? You know, because it can be a tough trip. Not everybody, you know, takes a private jet to the game, but, you know, to be able to have that ride in style on the bus, you know, the command center, and ride all the way up there and get that ride back, you can really let yourself go.
Yes, you can. Let me tell you something. I used to do something similar like that with my whiny kids, okay? Let me tell you something. I wish I would have been on the bus. I could have been intoxicated while you guys watched my whiny-ass kid.
So last thing, too, there are other games happening in the NFL. Close connection for El Bandito and the Kansas City Chiefs, the reigning Super Bowl champions. Been a bumpy road, right? I mean, we've had some commercials, you know, a little bit of distraction with the with Taylor Swift and all of that, and even, you know, the Chiefs kind of getting a little kind of uppity and, you know, backbiting and yelling and finger pointing and everything. Do you think, you know, they're in the playoffs? Are they going to get back to the Super Bowl?
Well, here's the deal. Let me tell you something. I said this the other day. I was talking to world-famous kicker Nick Lowry today, okay? Dang, you're funny. And so we're talking about, and he wanted to know what my power rankings were, and I go, listen, nobody beats the Baltimore Ravens. Number two, right now, power ranking-wise, the Buffalo Bills. Number three, I'm putting in, let me tell you something, the Cleveland Browns are going to be tough, okay? They are tough. And then you start looking at who comes in next. I'm going to tell you what, the Chiefs are not in my top six of power rankings, and you know, when you start being when you try to compartmentalize as a football player, you know, you got to focus. You got to focus on practice. You got to focus when you're watching film. You got to focus when you're working out. If you're Travis Kelce and you're dating the most famous person in the world, Taylor Swift, okay, how can you compartmentalize that? How can you then take into the fact that, hey, everybody in Pfizer and Campbell's Soup and Rent-A-Center want to have you do a commercial, okay? So, hey, here's $500,000. Here's $1.5 million. How do you compartmentalize that? So when somebody says, do you think he's able to really focus? The answer is unequivocally no. Well, so, do I think the Chiefs are going to get it together? I'm going to tell you something. The most dangerous team in the AFC, other than the Ravens, is the Bills. If the Chiefs draw the Bills, it could be doomsday for them in that first game.
Well, we always say you can always win the tailgate, and we're putting together the pieces. We'll keep the listeners up to speed for a big Super Bowl tailgate. Your thoughts, Jim Bob, before we let you go? Just the Super Bowl and Vegas together, it's almost too much.
Let me tell you something. We're going to be out there for the Super Bowl, and we're going to have our guys from Tail Greeters out there. We are going to blow it up, not in the literal sense, police officers, okay? the marketing position, okay? And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a fantastic Super Bowl. It's going to be the Baltimore Ravens, and the reigning NFC team will be the 49ers. And then, because like I told you, Cowboys are going to play really well until they get to the playoffs.
Right. Well, good thing Jim Bob has his own plane, because with the blow it up, he's now on a bunch of terror watch lists or something. It'll be tough to get a flight. flight out there.
Hey, Dan, did you get ready to do the racing sequence? You know, I've got the NHRA number one championship team sitting with me. So you guys call me back when you start talking about drag racing. I'm sitting here next to a guy who does 201 mile an hour at about 5.89 seconds. Okay, so you guys want some more professional advice? Give me a holler back later.
And he does it with no seatbelt. All right, thank you, Bob. We'll let you.
Seatbelt. Anyway, he's got the coolest uniform ever in the universe, which I helped design.
We will have all of that plus links up for elbandidoyankee.com and all that. Jim Bob, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Hey, guys, I love you. And hey, buddy, everybody at the Tailgaters, you know I love you guys. Thank you so much. Dane, I will see you. We're going to go. Hey, let's rock them up for this weekend at Green Bay with the frozen tundra. It'll be a fun weekend for everybody. I look forward to seeing everybody. See
you. All right, we'll see you then. We are going to take a break. More with Tailgaters. In fact, we're going to have the Visionary Hall of Fame, Tim Shanley. He is the guy that drives Dub Us, right? And also just drives so much fun and festivities when it comes to tailgates, whether it's rain or shine or snow last week, right? Tim Shanley is going to join us, so keep it here. It's Dane 720 WGN.